Welcome back. You're with myself, Cosmic Angel 555. This is for the super moon in Pisces on the 10th of March 2024. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading. If you'd like a personal reading, Reiki session or attunements, hypnotherapy, sound therapy, or spiritual counseling, head over to my website, cosmicangel5555wixsite.com. Link is below. I also have some amazing infused intention candles for money, for protection, for love, and for banishing. These are powerful tools for enhancing your ritual work. Check them out over on Instagram, CosmicAngel555, or you can head over to my website. I do also have some amazing protection oil brewed. Be sure to check out the Lionsgate online retreat on the 11th of August. We will have a cacao ceremony, sound bath, guided meditation, and some readings. So, new month, new vibration. A quick run through of some of the major cosmic influxes of this month. As ever, if you'd like to dive deeper, do so. Go ahead, I encourage you. So on the 3rd, which is just passed, I apologize, just getting this podcast done now. Life's been a bit crazy. The energies have. Venus squares Uranus on the 3rd of March. This can cause a little bit of a volatile combo. May lead to illuminating deep patterns and thoughts around relationships. Then on the 8th of March, we have Mercury conjunct Neptune. This is bringing in some dreamy creative energy and heightened intuition. On the 9th, we have Mercury in Aries and Mars in Aquarius doing a square with Uranus in Taurus. So that is going to be some intense energy. There's going to be some quick reactions, but also quick resolutions with that Mars energy. So that is the 9th. And then obviously on the 10th, we have this super new moon in Pisces, which I will get into in a few moments. On the 11th, we have Venus in Pisces. This is a great energy for getting in tune with our emotional body, with relationships, with love. On the 17th of March, we have the Sun conjunct Neptune. This is waves of creative energy. Mindful of the rose-colored glasses also around that energy. And then on the 18th, we have Mercury going into a shadow phase, starting to slow down some communication and contracts. We have had zero planets in retrograde up until now. And then on the 19th, we have the equinox and Aries season. This is the start of the astrological year. So this is probably one of the most potent, powerful days, equal hours of day and night, the beginning of spring and autumn, fresh start with Aries season, powerful time to set intentions and goals for the new cycle ahead. On the 21st, we have Venus conjunct Saturn. This is bringing in a practical approach to matters of the heart and responsibility in relationships. On the 22nd, we have Mars in Pisces. This is softening some of them heightened emotions. And then finally, on the 25th, we have a full moon lunar eclipse in Libra. So let's get into the super new moon in Pisces. It is bringing in mystical vibes. This new moon is wiping the slate clean. It is a final draft of our next chapter and dream life before the astrological year starts on the 19th. So this new moon is the last before we enter eclipse season. So it is a very potent time to send out our manifestations into the cosmic celestial sea. The subconscious is amplified at this time, as is our psychic awareness with this new moon's energy of Neptune ruling Pisces. It is a strong energy of cosmic embrace, thinning the veil between the material and the spiritual worlds. Saturn is active also at this time and may bring in some feelings of limitations, remembering to use our discernment and anchoring our dreams into achievable goals and actions. It is a potent time for visualization and manifestation, as Pisces is ruled by Neptune, ruled by the 12th house, which is the subconscious and the dreams, visions. And it is also ruled by the sacral chakra, which is our creative sexual portal. So be sure to check out which house Pisces falls in your birth chart to get a deeper insight of the areas that will be illuminated individually for you. So breaking free of limitations, embracing uncharted paths and breadcrumb trails as we stand on this void before eclipse season. The calm before the storm, and universe is guiding us to throw out our wishes, manifestations to the universe. To the universal wishing well of source. That was channeled. That last bit was channeled. So guys, well, most of it was channeled. So let's take a moment, shift our awareness, ground our cord into Mother Gaia and also up into Venus and the cosmos. Tuning into our heart center and the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. So I am going to play some sacral chakra frequencies. Sorry, Mercury's starting to mess up my speech. Okay guys, so we're getting stuck right in. One of our first messages on one of the overall energies that is ruling this new moon in Pisces is growth. So reject stagnancy. To get unstuck, take action. The choice to grow should be made. Expect growing pains when making huge changes in your life. Change is a natural part of life and cannot be pushed against forever. Change should have aim and purpose. Be courageous and you will blossom. Think of a willow tree. Willows often grow on the sandy banks of highly shiftable and changeable rivers, yet they reach huge sizes, successfully grown and holding fast in an unpredictable habitat. How do they do this? When you see a young willow on the banks for a long while, it just looks like a feeble stick. It may have a few branches and leaves, but at first the trunk will be fine and flexible rather than robust. What we don't see immediately is the root base. The willow spends a lot of time establishing a rootsy under the surface. These roots are long and strong and very numerous, finding their way into many nooks and crannies, holding onto rocks, other established trees, roots, and anything that can help with their stability. These roots go off in all directions, thus securing their position just in case the earth begins to shift. Then, and only then, once the root networks are established well enough, does the willow put its energy into further growth. The trunk begins to thicken and widen and harden and travel upwards to the sky. However, as they grow, the branches have little of the trunk's supportive thickness. They have instead the instruction that they must be flexible. Flexible means they can turn with the sun and survive pushing winds that might threaten to topple the rest of the tree. All of this growth is done with purpose and a divine strategy. The waxing lunar cycle calls for growth, but not growth without aim or purpose. When we understand our current position, accept it and decide to change, we will naturally grow as people. We might experience some growing pains. After all, transformation of any kind is really completely easy and trouble-free. Having a strong intention of what the results of our growth will be helps with gaining the courage and resilience to move forward with our growth into the eventual blossoming of our true self. So, wow, how powerful and on point is this message? It is also preparing us for the eclipse season, because whether we are welcoming or resisting or seeing consciously or unconsciously change that is being made, it is going to come with eclipse season. So being flexible, being strong, looking at all the work that you have put in to establish that secure root network before building on it any further. Our next card is Planetary Wave. Soul mission, trust the inner call, soul team. Your soul chose to come into this body, on this planet, at this moment in time. You didn't come here on your own. You are part of a larger soul team. Sometimes it can feel as if it's just you in this thing, all alone. But that couldn't be further from the truth. You're one droplet in a vast ocean of consciousness, here to flow with life. You're being called to trust that the current of your own river, and to answer the call deep within. Take off the weight of responsibility that you need to travel this life on your own. Call in the ones who get you. Realize that you are part of a larger team. You are but one thread in a great tapestry of life. Your mission is clear. Keep doing what you're called to do. You'll never know the full impact that your being here on this planet will have and is already having. Keep trusting the call deep within. The more you embrace who you truly are and surrender to the flow with the current you're being called to, the easier it will be for people to find you. Like two rivers that meet and remember that they're made of the same things, you're not alone in your calling. And the Healing Waters affirmation: I trust my inner calling and play my part in the greater plan. So wow, what a lovely message, reminding you that you're not alone. You are part of this amazing soul group and soul team and light workers that came here to bring this earth back into balance. Okay, our next card is Akashic Stargate, aligned with purpose. Crossroads, no wrong path. Remember, if you'd like to see a picture of the cards, they are up on Instagram, Cosmic Angel 555, and also up on Spotify and the other podcast platforms. Okay, so a stargate is a portal that can take us through space and time to a whole other universe. It's based on the concept of the Epstein-Rosen Bridge, or what is also known as a wormhole, where a speculative structure linking different points of space-time is created. In spirituality, a stargate is less about travelling on the physical third dimensional level and more about making progress on the spiritual. A feature of many spiritual traditions is the idea that all of us have a stargate in our heart that connects us to the central lattice of consciousness, the divine matrix. The Buddha acknowledged we were the universe, while Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within you. The Akashic Stargate transports us to a space where we are given the opportunity to make a decision to accelerate the realization of our life purpose. Connect, visualize yourself at a crossroads and tune into the direction that feels most joyful, light and loving. Imagine yourself walking that road and see all that it brings you. Whenever the Akashic Stargate is presented to you, it's because you're at a critical point on your journey. You have the opportunity to move into a particular direction and you have to make a decision. This can feel overwhelming and you may be waiting for someone or something to make the decision for you. But you aren't here to walk a path that was set for you. You're here to walk a path that you have chosen. The next phase of your journey cannot unfold until you decide which way to go. Know that whatever direction you take and whatever decision you make, you'll always be on the right path. No matter how you get there, you'll always end up in a similar space. Also know that purpose isn't about doing your duty, it's about living life and experiencing joy. So, wow, how powerful is this Akashic Stargate helping us with our growth, with our accelerated realization of our purpose, with our direction of the crossroads. This did come up last week, I'm really sure. Not last week, in the last podcast, with the direction and the trajectory. So it is warming us up for eclipse season. So, three main aspects coming up out of my intuition oracle deck is friendship, inner child, and intuition. And I also feel communication will be in there strongly. So, friendship is coming up underneath this energy, communication in friendships. Inner child is coming up for nurturing, for healing, for caring. And the intuition is really, really heightened at this time. Connection to your higher self, messages and downloads that will be coming in. So we are now moving on to the tarot, and one of the other overall energies that we are working with is prosperity and success. There is also an overflowing coming in here of material abundance and security. There's more personal growth and goals being reached coming in, and there is an amazing balance of the head and the heart helping to bring the material and spiritual into a flow. The next question that I asked is feelings that need to be felt, and for that there is some amazing feelings and creativity and enthusiasm and ideas and opportunities coming in here. Universe is guiding you to give yourself the permission to dream big, to send that off out into the universe, to enjoy these creative new beginnings that are coming in. What our emotional body is telling us. Okay, so straight away, our emotional body is guiding us to keep with that vulnerability, even though that is probably one of the hardest emotions to feel. Keep feeling that vulnerability and keep continuing to express yourself, your ideas, your uniqueness. It is a good time to ground ourselves, to protect ourselves both physically and energetically. I do have some protection candles and oil available to you if you'd like. And also, really, again, there is some movement and growth coming in here that also needs to be acknowledged, that the emotional body is trying to tell us right now. Next question that I asked is, what's not being seen or what's hidden at this time? And again, it's good news. There is the arrival of opportunities here. There is, again, energy manifested and just waiting for the arrival of the fruition, the results. Really understanding ourselves and improving our growth and that progress in the right direction. The next question that I asked was the heart's deepest desires, and I had to laugh because we did get the Ace of Cups, which is again like the Ace of self-love, of connections, both platonic, romantic and friendships. It is an awakening of the heart, new seeds for love. I'm really tapping into the energy of oneness, of bliss, of again creativity coming in really strong under this energy. So really tapping into your heart's desires. What do you really, really, really want to share and express with the world? How to manifest these desires. So how to manifest these desires is, first of all, bringing in a balance of the physical and spiritual, of the divine masculine and feminine, of the universal laws. Really, really tapping into that self-love, into the higher hearts. And then final question that I asked was a message from the universe, and the universe wants us to know now that it is time to step out into the world, be seen, be heard, step into this energy of success, of victory, of milestones being met, of inspiration, of influencing, of inspiring people. And then the final card we got to wrap this up is Archangel Jophiel. Archangel Jophiel works on the golden ray, drawing wisdom from source. Ask him to illuminate you and help you to connect with your own deep knowing. He will also help you learn and absorb information. So if you are studying or involved in any forms of education, divine assistance is available to you now. Call on Archangel Jophiel for direction and strength. He will help you to remove negativity and become open-minded, clear, and wise. The angels remind you it is time for you to wear the golden cloak of wisdom. So visualize yourself surrounded in golden light and be wise. And the affirmation, I connect with my inner wisdom. Thank you for tuning into this guidance. I do hope it helps you navigate these energies. I will be back soon for the first lunar eclipse of 2024 in Libra at the end of the month. Enjoy this super new moon in Pisces. Namaste.